Wednesday.
Good morning.
Morning.
How we doing?
Good.
All right. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply. Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange. We're cruising in August. We're the 12th day already.
Crazy.
Moving. Going to get some rain this weekend, looks
like. That's
great.
Too.
Yeah.
Good tomorrow, stuff. Right?
Cool off precipitously.
Yeah, pretty much. What was that, James?
Said we were going to cool off precipitously.
Very nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Good. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Hey, George Hamilton is 87 today.
Wow.
Is that the...
Yeah, oh. The guy's tan.
Perpetual tan.
Yeah. Yeah, addicted to tanning.
Who's the... What's the drummer's name for the Beatles?
Oh. Ron? No, that's...
No, it was George something, wasn't it?
George Harrison.
Oh,
there
George
we go.
Harrison.
That's
yeah.
who I was
George
thinking
Harrison,
of.
Yes. Okay.
Not him.
No.
No.
Truly an exact opposite, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Tan. Works out. When I think of George Harrison,
well,
I think
wrong
of...
with working out, but the tan thing every
no,
day.
No, but I'm
every
saying like...
Day.
I'm saying like George Harrison... Probably not tan. He's from England, so pale.
Pale.
Drummer.
Bull-shaped hair.
Yeah, exactly. Exact opposite.
The bull haircut.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Butch Patrick. Don't know? Oh, come on, you guys. Eddie Munster on the Munsters.
Yeah.
Sure.
I didn't watch that a lot.
73. You know, it wasn't like I watched it all the time, but I
yeah, it was good. It was a good show.
It was funny. 1851, Isaac Singer is granted a patent.
Singer sewing machine.
There you go, Julie. 1851. 1856, Anthony Fass patented the...
Fast sewing machine.
The accordion.
Oh,
I would never have gotten that.
We were talking about Myron Florin. You remember
I was talking about
Myron Florin, the saxophone, the accordion. No. Excuse me, the accordion player on the...
Lawrence Welk show.
I got a great text from someone, too, that was pretty hilarious on the Lawrence, kind of a shoot of the Lawrence Welk show. 1877, Thomas Edison invents
light.
Yeah, a lot of things. Invents the sound recording with his Edison phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 1877. 1898, Hawaii, formerly annexed to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not really that old.
No.
Still didn't become a state until the 50s.
Today is baseball fans' day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, you guys are. I know you are. Today is middle child day.
Sure.
All right.
No one here is a middle child.
If you have four kids.
Yeah, how do you get middle child?
Who's the middle child?
Technically, me and Will are middle children.
And your brother, Will, are the middle children.
Technically.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But in the household, I was the eldest.
Yeah. Because your older brother's quite a bit older.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, I just got a text from Jim. Ringo Starr is the drummer.
That's right. George Harrison was
the bass player, I think.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
You're right. Ringo Starr.
Sorry.
Thanks, Jim.
Sorry, Beatles heads.
the Beatles fans.
We'll never mess up again. Yeah.
Today is Sewing Machine Day. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Vinyl Record Day. Yes.
Sure.
And vinyls, as they're called today.
Yeah, I know. They're all vinyls. Yeah. Albums. That's what I'll always call them. World Elephant Day.
Amazing creatures.
Amazing.
Yeah, really.
Creatures.
One of my a bucket list item is to be able to pet them in a safari type of scenario, not at the zoo, but you know.
Like I don't know that you do that.
I don't think you want to do that, James.
You know,
but you do
not
observe
pet them, but you know
them,
what I mean. Yeah, observe
in
them.
The wild?
Observe them in natural habitat. Is,
are you one
I
of those Yellowstone Park?
What I mean.
Yeah.
No.
Go up to that big bull elephant.
No, not going to
we'll
do that.
We'll see a video of James getting tossed into the air.
He's shaking his head because he's happy to see you.
And a video of James getting tossed. I know what you're saying, James.
Yeah. Observe from afar in a natural habitat, I guess.
Right, exactly. I'd rather just observe rather than try to pet. Now, you want some really cool facts on elephants?
Yeah.
I got some really cool facts on elephants. They hear with their feet.
Vibrations.
Elephants produce a low-frequency infrasonic that rumbles through the ground that can go for miles.
Wow, I didn't know it was miles.
They can detect these vibrations and allow them to communicate with distant herds.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
What they got the big ears for then?
It's all show, James.
The whole thing.
That's an interesting question.
Use them to fly. Because Dumbo.
They have preferred hardness, like the handedness, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
They're right or left, the tusks. Mm. So one will favor one tusk or the other. So you can tell whether they're right or left because one tusk is more worn down than the other one.
Makes sense.
They lose and regrow their teeth 6 times.
Hmm.
Wow.
You know how their molar teeth move forward like a conveyor belt.
Wow.
Cool.
That's amazing.
I know. And they'll go through 6 sets in molars in a lifetime.
But feeling miles away, the communication.
I know.
I knew that they had that sense in their feet, but I thought it was also just to be able to feel the vibrations of animals near them. Like lions, prey, you know.
They say miles.
Water. Interesting.
I know. They're the few of the species to recognize themselves in mirrors.
Hmm.
Demonstrate high levels of self-awareness and intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their brains share similarities to human brains. All right. They have the capacity for long-term memories and the capacity for grief.
Sure.
Very much so, yeah.
Yes. And they can purr like cats when they're content.
Hmm.
So if you go up and try to pet one, James.
If
it's purring, you're probably in good shape. If it's not, you might want to go.
Probably a little dangerous.
And they're very fast. They can run up to 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's booking.
Think about the ground shaking around them. You would feel that.
The babies are like 600 pounds.
You're not out running one of those things.
No.
Okay?
No.
If you're
supposed to, if I remember correctly, you're supposed to like stand your ground if one charges.
They fake charge a lot.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. It's like bears.
Yeah.
Then you think to
yourself. Which easier said than done.
Then you're thinking to yourself at that time, are they going to fake charge or not?
Hopefully I'm not wrong.
Is this, are you meaning this one? Or
I know, right? Do I take a chance? Because my chances are running. So, no, hopefully not
this,
good.
Hopefully this 25-foot animal is faking it.
Right. calves suck their trunks, just like babies.
Mm-hmm.
Suck their thumb.
Yeah. And
babies don't suck their trunks.
Well, yeah.
No, just like babies suck their thumbs, yeah. I should have said. No. They walk on their tiptoes. Underneath that tough pad of the elephant's foot is a large cushion of fatty tissue that absorbs shock. Structurally, the bones in their feet mean that they're effectively walking on their tiptoes at all times.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Strong calves.
Cool stuff.
Do they have calves?
Probably not. They don't have knees. Do they have knees? They got joints on their feet.
They got knees.
Yeah, maybe they do have calves. Yeah.
Cool animal.
Yeah.
Very cool animal. Unique animal.
Yes. Man, tonight's Powerball.
Billion?
Yeah.
Get out.
1 billion.
Somebody's
going to win it.
Billion.
That's what they say.
Well, they will at some point.
It's a lot of money.
They've said that the last...
I know the
18 weeks now.
The chances of it are
astronomical.
Yeah.
So how lucky are you if you get that win? Wow.
Again, the best time to do it is after the person wins the 1 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it right after.
Yeah, because then it all
lower
drops.
Amount, but there's less lower people playing.
But yeah, they're lower amounts, like a few million. Though.
Yeah.
Okay, divers found an ancient Roman shipwreck off the Sicily coast filled with hundreds of ceramic jars, 2,000-year-old wreck.
Wow.
46 meters down, dates back to the 1st or 2nd century BC, and likely transporting oil when it sank.
Oil, interesting.
Cool.
And wine.
Hmm.
Ceramic jars.
Is there probably olive oil or something?
Chinese man?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking like oil.
No, not like that.
It's like,
Not refined oil, yeah. Probably like olive oil or something.
Head to the Strait of Hormuz, yeah. a Chinese man set a Guinness World Record by spinning 33 hula hoops around his body while upside down.
I can't spin one right side up.
You can't?
No.
Not really? Me either.
I can.
Wow, really?
Yes. Well, you know, when you have grandkids, you do things that you normally don't do.
I think we have to see this.
Yeah. No, let's not. I'm sure I look atrocious trying to do that.
Trying or you're doing it?
No, both.
Doing it. No, I can do it. Record Holder City began hula hooping 8 years ago to combat obesity.
Hmm.
That makes sense.
Sure.
And he went from 176 to 130 pounds through hula hooping.
He was combating obesity at 176 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay. You're fighting a small problem there, it sounds like.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
At 176, you're already winning.
Oh, man, I'm way overweight.
Yeah.
176. I got to get down to my own.
Yeah.
I got to get down to my high school weight.
Got to get down to 135. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, maybe it was my height.
Must have been hula hooping
right.
for 3.5 hours a day to lose 40 pounds.
Here you go, James. A box of Nintendo games bought in Wisconsin uncovered unknown Super Mario Brothers Duck Hump 97 plastic wrapped copies. Plastic wrapped.
Yeah.
That's where they're valuable.
They're cartridges?
Mm-hmm.
They're cartridges? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they'll last forever.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. This or that. Pick one. Beach walk or forest trail ride? Forest trail.
It depends on the beach.
You're bad at this.
I know, but the Florida, that
beach.
Coast is way
just
different.
Just give me the beach.
I'll do the Pacific Northwest beach.
I'll do the beach.
You doing the forest trail?
Pacific Northwest beach.
Oh.
But not
okay.
the.
Okay,
come on.
That wasn't
I'll pick the
choice.
I'll pick the Greek island beach, please.
Well, that one too, yeah.
I'll take the Greek island beach for five.
Yeah.
Okay. Not just any old beach. You look. Right.
Give me
you
a beach.
Could end up on some icky.
Just whatever the median.
Okay, then I'll take.
Beaches.
Okay, icky
Sorry.
Beach walk or a good forest trail?
Yeah.
I'll take the forest trail.
Okay, all right. Summer reading or summer napping?
Summer?
Come on, man. Well, they go hand in hand.
I know.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I'll take
one,
the reading because then
one
I'll
might
take
lead
a
the
nap.
Other. I'd go summer napping, though. To be honest
I'm with
you.
Summer
yeah.
napping.
Winter reading is best.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Fire.
Ice cream cone, root beer float.
Ice cream cone.
Ice cream
hands
cone.
Down.
Even though you said the best
yeah,
root beer floats
well, but
are
I just, yeah, but I haven't had one.
They're at
in a long
well,
time. At Scoops, yeah.
At Scoops in the park.
I'm going to do that today, actually.
I did that the other day after the last morning show. Got a good. Espresso ice cream cone.
I'm going to do
all
that.
Right. Nice. Playing catch with the baseball or playing frisbee?
Catch.
Catch
yeah, I
baseball.
Knew you two
yeah.
would do that.
Definitely.
I knew that.
Nothing wrong with frisbee.
I was
going to
bet the house on that
catches.
One.
Catches.
What about you?
Frisbee.
You have to answer
really?
These two.
Frisbee,
frisbee
guy.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, I like frisbee. I want to play some frisbee golf.
Go ahead.
I'm not any good at frisbee. I don't know why.
Nothing's stopping yeah. you.
I can always learn.
It's true.
Just like the saxophone. How's
yeah.
the saxophone coming along?
It's summer. Poor thing's so, just been sitting there.
Okay, well, you'll pick it up in the fall.
Yeah.
All right. Because she's going to play a tune for us when she
I
gets,
am?
You,
oh.
You are.
Sorry, everybody, in advance.
We'll let everybody know so they can tune in that day.
You're probably looking forward to that theme
to
the Godfather.
To the Godfather.
Bob will be hula hooping to it.
Yeah. What are you going to be doing?
I'll just sit here. Yeah, I know this song.
You'll listen to KROE Sheridan.